Have you ever had a festival romance?
Yeah. But I wouldn't call it a romance. I'd call it a hookup.
I know who it was.
Do you? I don't think you do.
Was it a rapper?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
Hey, stoners.
Uh-huh.
Tish is nuts today.
We're back.
We're back. And I thought we would kick off today's episode with a little Tish's hot box because we went to dinner last night and you were on one. You were on one.
I know I was. And I think.
Did we tell the stoners what you were taking last night?
A gummies.
Mushroom gummies.
But not mushrooms.
Shrooms.
Microdose.
Okay, it's the same thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm just a consensus out here. Is microdosing basically shrooms? Really? Well, how do they get those little plants in there?
It's exactly shrooms. It's just a micro dose of said shroom.
Oh, well, I have one right here.
Oh, okay.
Well, so I'll show this.
Let them know.
And I didn't even take a whole one.
Thank God.
I know. I'm getting ready to. I can't get it open for my nails.
Oh, well, my nails are
But wild. Honestly, okay, so I had never done anything like this at all.
That's not true. We were sitting at Miley's one time when you said I'm not on shrooms.
Why do my children not let me finish? I was getting ready to say I had never done shrooms before. And then one time we were at Miley's and we're going to have Meg, a guest on.
Yeah.
And she is incredible. And she is a mushroom / THC specialist, mm-hmm. I guess cannabis specialist. And she microdoses. And so this is a large gummy. Usually they're like, it's like a like force. Like, so there would be four in this one. And they're like 50 milligrams. And I was super scared. So I only took two because they were like, if you take two, you're not going to feel anything. Like literally at all. And so by the end of the night, I had taken six. And I cannot say enough good things. It's a thing, like, honestly, like, I know, like, I hope my friend Wendy's watching, because, I just feel like she...
You hope she is watching or
not? I hope she's, like, I don't know. Either one. But I always tell her she's my highest standard, because I just think she's so incredible.
Yeah.
But I, deep in my heart of hearts, truly, truly believe that like mushrooms and cannabis like are just they're from the earth, and I just feel like it makes sense that they can help you in certain ways. And for me, it's like they give like the microdosing gives like it's not a trip. I've never done mushrooms and like tripped out ever, like because I've never actually done like shrooms like that. But microdosing, it really gives you a ton of energy. And the other thing I think it does is makes you so social.
Well, that was definitely the case last night.
Yeah. Like, oh, and it's a little bit of a truth serum.
A little bit.
So anyway, my hot box and my like mantra.
Yeah. Is it a combo?
Is a combo today because we got on this subject, like a certain subject. And I think one of my biggest freaking pet peeves is, and like when somebody gives me an opportunity, say NBCU and, you know, things like that. I just am so grateful, and I just want to tell them, like, thank you so much for this opportunity and, like, just work so hard and be so nice and just, like, show them how appreciative I am. And sometimes I just feel like you give people opportunities, like, big opportunities that they would never get. And all of a sudden, there's none of the, like, gratitude. And it's almost like, I don't know, like for somebody to be like, this didn't go right or this wasn't perfect or whatever. It is like, and then you're like, oh, I feel bad or whatever. But like, nah, like you've given somebody like a really big opportunity and they kind of crap on it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it just drives me crazy because like, I just know the opportunities I've been given. And I'm just so freaking grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it doesn't go perfect or the way that I wanted it to, I would never express that.
Right.
So anyway.
Well, I feel like that kind of ties in with like we were discussing last week, I think, like the general idea of like somebody just not saying thank you when you like buy them lunch or, you know, I don't know, like pay for them for something or whatever. Like, I'm, you know, I think Miley gets in that situation a lot where like people just get used to her paying for everything. And it drives me crazy when people just don't say thank you to her. But I think that can go, you know, both ways. Like for me, like if I buy you a coffee, like if you just say, oh, my gosh, thank you so much, like that makes me feel good about it. But if you act like I should be buying your coffee or something, like then I don't want to do it again.
So I kind of feel like the whole thing of the bottom line is stop being entitled.
Yeah. And be grateful and say yes. Thank you. And I think that goes miles and miles, you know?
It does.
And yeah, it's just sometimes I think it's like a make or break for like if you're going to get another opportunity, you know? That's like whenever I go and DJ anywhere, I always make sure like I'm so like good to the promoter and say thank you for having me and I'm kind and like all those things because I want them to have me back.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I don't want to like be a brat and then be like, well, she was shitty to work with. We're not having her back.
That's exactly what happens.
You know what I mean?
And you do lose so many opportunities. Mm-hmm. And also, especially in our business, like that word spreads real quick.
So fast.
And I don't know. And that makes me like, I'm really proud of Miley because I've never, ever seen her treat someone poorly.
Yeah, same.
Or she does not show up late. Like mm-hmm. she's there. She's ready to work. Mm-hmm. She does her job. Like, and always says thank you and how grateful she is.
Yeah.
And I think that's gone a long way.
Yeah. Because I think at the end of the day, all any of us really want, especially when it comes to work, is to work with people that we enjoy being around and
absolutely.
That make it fun and like a positive experience. Like that just makes or breaks it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So it's like, if you're an ungrateful person with a shitty attitude.
Absolutely agree.
You ain't going to be asked back.
Yep.
All right. Love that.
Okay, great.
Love that so much. How about we start today's episode with Truth or Toke? I know we end it with Truth or Toke, but like.
Great.
Since you're on shrooms. I'll go first. What's the weirdest gift you've ever received?
Oh, jeez. So freaking many.
Really?
Yeah. And I won't even say who it's from, but all I have to say is it was from a place called Rooster Tails.
I mean, I know who
and
it's
honest
from.
To God, it's so freaking nuts.
Oh, no.
Like, people pretty much know my aesthetic. And it is not Rooster Tails. And it
no
was,
one knows what Rooster Tails
okay,
is. Can
Rooster Tails is like, and I'm a country girl at heart.
Rooster
but
Tails.
This is one step too country. And everything is made out of like, not really even reclaimed good wood. Oh, good wood. But literally just, it's pretty much junk. That is
it
so
is.
Mean, but like, and I'm all about one man's treasures is another man's.
Are you?
But like, a little sign made out of some type of weird wood with
okay.
some spray paint on it is not my thing.
So don't get tissue
or chickens
junk.
Or little thing tchotchkes.
Uh-huh.
Like, no, no, no. But yeah, I got lots of presents from a place called Rooster Tails.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely the worst.
Your turn.
And honestly, I think they got it for me just because they knew I'd hate it.
This is why one of us has to be sober.
Where's my? I mean, it's true though.
You are all over the place.
After the first year that you say you don't want something from Rooster Tails, like I don't know. But okay,
dead. Okay, let's carry on.
I love this one.
Okay.
When is the last time you cried?
Huh. I don't know.
I do.
Well, that might not have been the last time. That was a time.
It was in Rome. And we were having deep conversations
that may have been
about
last,
love.
And that was when? That was in June.
Yeah.
I need to cry more. I really don't know if I've cried since then.
Okay.
You know what? Real freaking close when I came off the horse at the last horse show.
Really?
Because I was just so freaking mad. I was so mad.
Oh my
god. I came
gosh.
Close. I came close. I was just frustrated. You know, like when you're mad, when you're mad and you cry.
Yeah.
Like the mad cry. I was just so mad because on Saturday, Cash tried to toss me and I stuck it out. And I like felt so good about it. And I'd already had like a tough week. And I was like, I stayed on. And then on Sunday, Player actually dumped me in the dirt. And I was so freaking angry. I almost started crying walking out of the ring.
Is that frustration because you put in all the effort and money and all the things and then like, I could see that.
I was so frustrated. And because we were winning the classic and then he fucking stopped. And I was just so angry. I almost started crying, but I've held it together.
Aww.
But Rome probably for real.
Yeah.
Let's... But like sobbing, like, I don't know.
Sobbing.
Maybe my arm.
Oh, yeah. You should.
I haven't cried that hard like ever.
Yeah.
That
yeah. Brandy had a boat accident.
I was in hysterics.
I actually just saw the pictures last night for some reason.
What?
And at, like, it was bad.
It was really bad.
So they were out for the 4th of July. And in Molly,
it was
there.
Not the 4th of July, but.
Oh. When was it?
Just in the summer.
Okay. So they were all out on this boat. Of course, I wasn't there. And I get this call from Molly that says, Mom. The first thing she says is, Mom, don't panic. And Mom, I'm just telling you, she's okay. And I'm like, what? She was like, she's okay, but Brandy, like, took it a pretty bad fall, and her arm, like, Mom, it's bleeding so bad, but, like, she's okay. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm freaking out. And then, I mean, I was freaking. And so it was the first time I've gotten out of my car and had road rage is on the way to get to the hospital with Brandy. And, oh, because we'll back up to that, the road rage thing. But Brandy had not cried at all. And I get out of the car to meet her at the doctor who was going to, like, this plastic surgeon. It was so bad. And she took one look at me and just lost it. And she does not cry.
No.
But it was bad.
It was really bad.
It was really, really bad.
I know. And then I sat down in the chair or whatever. And until he told me he had laughing gas, I was, like, literally hyperventilating. Like, I couldn't breathe.
No, it was crazy. I was sobbing. And, oh, gosh, like, it was so bad.
Horrible. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, that was, yeah, so, okay, yeah, that was a...
That was the last bad cry. And that was in 2021 or 2020?
Probably 21.
It was almost a second ago. Yeah. Okay, great. This is a good one for you.
Okay, great.
Have you ever peed in the shower?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That one could have gone either way.
I mean, it's not, like, a normal thing.
Okay.
But, like... I don't know. I just feel like it's like, if I am in such a hurry, I can't even stand it and I don't even have time to pee, that I've done that.
But it's not all the time.
No.
I do it a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, it's efficient.
That's, you know, when I need to be efficient is the only time I do it. And I don't think I've ever done it at home.
Oh, I do it at home all the time.
Oh my God.
Efficiency is key. And I'm saving toilet paper.
True. Yeah.
I'm saving trees.
Yeah.
Truly.
I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, it is.
You're technically peeing on yourself, I guess, but it's getting clean right away.
Yeah. Not if you, like, stand a certain way.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, if you don't just stand, like, stiff straight and you just kind of spread
them
a little.
How are you standing?
Like, just legs apart a little, I would. Okay, moving. But yes, I have.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I love this. If you were cast in a movie, who is a person you'd hope to do a love scene with?
Probably that hottie from the Yellowstone show.
Are you for real?
He's so hot.
Luke Grimes?
No. The other one.
I don't know who that is.
The one, the guy that plays Spencer. You didn't watch 1923.
No, I didn't.
So hot. I've sent you pictures of him. He's
gorgeous. What's his real name?
Brandon Sklenar.
Okay, see, we have to... Like, just put this in the universe.
We did this already on, like, another episode.
And speaking of, I've decided, we've been talking about Brandy's love life a lot.
Well, have we?
Well, I have. And I just think you need a cowboy.
Mom.
Like, a man, a cowboy.
Okay.
Not necessarily, like, but, like, I just think that you would love having somebody, like, either a bull rider.
No.
Okay, not that. That's just romance novels.
That's insane.
No, but really, like, somebody that loves animals, that can work with animals with you. Mm. Yeah, Brand.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I do think that. I think that's what you loved a little bit about Ra.
Yeah, but I also didn't love that about. I don't know.
Really?
I kind of want somebody that has their own thing.
Huh.
It's totally different than my thing.
But you wouldn't like that somebody that loved, like, you all could get in a horse trailer and he could pull the trailer with you.
I can pull the trailer. I don't need somebody to do that.
Okay, but you pull it and he rides with you.
No, I don't think
so. She's so independent.
I don't think so. Next question.
Okay. What?
I'm going to save that one.
What's your favorite thing to do alone that you would not like to admit to anyone? Why do I not want to admit
it? I don't know.
I mean, I feel like my favorite things to do during COVID were to get stoned and skinny dip.
You are so crazy.
And then, or get stoned and garden.
The skinny dip's funnier. That's hilarious.
I skinny dip so much during COVID.
By yourself?
Yes. You know me. I don't get naked in front of anyone.
What if somebody showed up?
I did think about that sometimes.
I guess it was COVID. But
during COVID, no one did.
That's funny.
And I do have a little lock on this gate right here. So I just lock it and skinny dip.
That's hysterical.
It was so fun.
Okay, great. That's cute. Your turn.
Oh. Let's see. What's the most you've spent on a night out?
Not that much. I'm so cheap. I am. Literally, like, I'm
so cheap. See, I feel like I would get in the moment and be like,
on a night out?
On a night out, I feel like if you have a few drinks and you don't care and you're like, woohoo.
No, I don't do that really. I would say like probably a concert that I've bought a ticket for, because concert tickets are kind of expensive. Maybe $500 between like a concert ticket and drinks.
Brandy's answers are no fun.
I'm cheap. And I get to do a lot of stuff for free.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, your answer.
But honestly, like, I just don't like to spend money on stuff like that. Like, drinks out are just so stupid, expensive.
Absolutely stupid.
I would rather spend my money on a trip.
1,000,000%.
Like, I've spent money on trips.
I'm so glad I don't really drink ever, because honestly, like, people, how do they, like, drinks are expensive.
Yeah, and it's just silly.
Like, $18 for like a...
I've paid more. I've paid like $22 for a cocktail in Nashville before.
That is wild.
And it's just stupid.
It really
like,
is.
Like, I can make that
at
home.
It is such a waste of money.
So, I've dropped some money on trips before, for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
But that I love.
Mm-hmm. Like, Wyoming, I think, was probably the most expensive trip I've taken in a while. Because
so how much
we didn't get very much free on that trip. I probably spent $1,500 on that trip, which actually isn't that bad. But
that isn't anything.
That's a lot for me to spend.
Yeah, that's... I don't know how you do anything for that.
I'm good. What can I say?
I mean, just gas alone.
We didn't drive anywhere. Well, I guess we did have a rental car.
Huh.
But it was like 4 of us, so we split everything. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's the way you have to travel.
Yeah. I know. Okay. And like, I think we flew on points, so we didn't pay for flights. What?
I'm like,
you're
so nuts. And then
so
I'm like, oopsies.
Oh, gosh. What's the most embarrassing thing you've posted on social media?
I don't know. What? Why would I do that?
I don't know, but I feel like there's definitely some things on there that are embarrassing. Should I take a
really?
Look? Let's see.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean, truly, I feel like a lot of times I will tell you you spelled something wrong. Something that's like should not be spelled wrong.
I was screwed.
And you're like, and your legs should not take it down. And I'm like, I don't, it's been up for hours at this point. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
That was the last one.
That was insane.
it was something Dom was,
She posted that Dom was being a Christmas Scrooge or something. And she spelled Scrooge completely wrong.
No, instead of two O's, I put O-U. Which, like, through.
To the point where, like,
Scrooge.
If I didn't know what you meant, nobody would know what you meant. You know? It's insane.
But technically, Scrooge and through sound the same.
It's nuts. I guess you don't post enough, really. Your feed's looking pretty good, decent, actually.
See?
The feed's decent. The stories, on the other hand, scare me sometimes.
Yeah, they scare me.
Yeah.
But, like, if they're not fun and interesting, what's the point? Like, honestly, if your post doesn't make me laugh, I'm scrolling.
True.
Okay.
We have to cut her off. She can't have any more.
Oh, Stoners, the stoners are here to have fun. Uh-huh. They say it all the time. It's my one time a week that I get to listen to you guys, feel like I'm hanging out and having fun.
I hope they're having fun.
If I'm going to sit here like a knot on a log, then what's the point? You can go listen to some other podcast.
We should publish a book of all your crazy sayings. Like a what on a log?
Not. Why was the point of a knot on the log? Nothing. Oh, this is a tough one. Do you have a favorite brand? What? See, now her.
Yeah.
What, who? Oh, let me think. That's
right.
Yeah.
She's my fave.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. We love.
I don't have that many to choose
we'll
from.
Cut it all. Just
we can bleep it. All right. One more question each.
Okay.
Me first. What's your most toxic trait?
Most toxic.
Oh, no, it's toxic, but it's not a good trait.
Oh, the fear of being alone.
Oh, yeah, that's probably one. I was going to say your forgetfulness is insane.
Is it?
Mom, it's insane.
Really?
This morning I showed you how to open the shared albums and Caddy had already shown you and you forgot. It's insane.
That's not toxic.
It's negative, I guess. I don't know. Okay, what's your question?
If that is my negative trait, people, I'm fine with that.
It's not good.
I'm so fine with it.
Okay, what's up? Next one.
Have you ever had a festival romance?
Yeah. But I wouldn't call it a romance. I'd call it a hookup.
That's probably what that actually
I was meant. Really drunk, though. It was at South by Southwest. Long time ago.
I know who it was.
Do you? I don't think you do.
Was it a rapper?
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
I remember.
2014, 13?
Yep.
Yeah. That's so funny. Good times. Great story.
See, I just act crazy, but I'm actually tame.
I don't know about that.
I'm tame compared.
You're on so many shrooms.
A microdose.
All right, time for DRMT. Mm-hmm. We've had enough of this.
I love DRMT.
This was getting crazy.
Let's do it.
Okay, DRMT's time.
These are the stoner's favorite shows, I'm telling y'all.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
We're going to take a poll. Are you going to be functioning for this?
Totally.
Is this a video? Are any of these videos?
Stoners.
You guys got us in video, DRMTs. We love those.
We do.
Pull it together, guys.
Brandy, this is Whitney calling in again for like the millionth time. So sorry. I need some advice. I just got a new job. Yay. I've been unemployed for like majority of this year, but I finally got a new job. And one of my coworkers, he is so cute. And I really want to shoot my shot with him, but I feel like I totally missed the opportunity. And I don't know how everyone feels about, like, mixing and mingling and dating your coworkers. Like, is that a no-no? Should I just let those feelings die, let it pass on? Or should I tell him how I feel? I don't know. I'm conflicted. But yeah, that's my dilemma. I just needed some advice on that. All right. I love you guys. Bye.
She's so stoned.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hilarious. You say go for it?
That is ridiculous.
What?
I mean, I guess it could cause issues in the workplace.
Okay, well, let me just fill you in on a little something. In the corporate world, there's something called HR, and you're not allowed to have romantic relationships in the office.
Well, I think that's ridiculous.
I mean, it's a thing.
Why? Like, why?
Because it causes issues when you break up. Remember that movie we watched recently with the cute girl from Bridgerton?
And can I just say that movie was called Fair Play?
Fair Play.
But you know what? If there were no damn rule about it, they wouldn't have had to hide it and it wouldn't have caused there any issues.
True, unless they broke up and then it would have.
I guess.
I'm just saying, there are rules. That's why people are hesitant.
You can find another job, but you may not find love again.
Mom, it took her a year to find this job.
That's my advice. Anyway, I say go for it. And honestly, She said she didn't want to, that she may not want to shoot her shot. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she was wondering if she should or not.
I mean, like, if you don't, you'll never know.
True.
What's your advice?
I think, okay, this is a new job. I think you got to, like, wait a second and settle in at work and maybe, like, try to get to know him a little bit, like, just at work and see if you actually even like the guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because just because he's cute.
I didn't hear her say she was new there.
Yeah, for a new job. Just because he's cute, it might not be worth, like, ruining your job for.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, and maybe he's really annoying.
I know.
Probably.
Absolutely. Definitely wait a month.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
I think. And then see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. But definitely.
But
hide
sometimes
it.
When you snooze, you lose.
Definitely hide. Not for a month. You're so crazy. Not for a month. A month is fine.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I thought about somebody else I would totally
Hi.
Want to do a sex scene with in a movie. Theo James. He's so hot.
Wait, what did I just see him in?
I don't know. He's hot as hell.
Wait, so,
he's in White Lotus. That's probably what you've seen.
No, was he in
I've loved him since Divergent, okay?
Wait, I just saw him in something.
I think White Lotus is what you're thinking about.
Which one is he in White Lotus?
The douchebag.
Ew. Ew.
But you just told Dom you like douchebags. What are you doing?
Pants. I'm wearing sweatpants.
Mom, sit down. We can't see you.
His pants were hurting me.
Okay, next question.
Okay, no, wait. Theo James, is he in maybe like, he's not in The Crown at all, right?
No.
Okay. I don't know where I saw him, but I did just see something. I just started watching a movie.
Can we listen to the next year?
Yes, please.
Great.
Hi. So my question is about relationships. And my question is, do you think that some women just have hella pheromones and that... 100,000 men are attracted to certain individuals because the individual gives off this air about them of being like sexual or dateable or even smells good? Because I have a lot of girlfriends who men flock to them. We're at the bar and I like to think that I'm a cute girl. And no matter what, when I'm with my girlfriend, 10 guys will come up to them and want to date them. And then I'm just there like, hi, which I mean, I don't make eye contact with anyone. So that could also be part of the problem. But yeah, this is mainly a question for Brandy. Do you feel like you have friends who just date around more because they have more options because more guys are into them? And what am I supposed to do if I'm the girl that guys don't really want to date? Anyway. Love you guys both so much. Sorry I'm stoned.
Did she say book?
So both.
Love you guys both so much, probably.
1,000,000%.
And oh.
Absolutely. Because I'm just telling you, you feel closed off.
Wait, what are you talking about? Me?
Yes.
I'm not calling and asking this question.
But you have to give off an energy. And girls that give off this, like, if you aren't somewhat feminine and, like, just open to love and to just, like, a sexual energy.
I don't know. Yes. I know plenty of girls that are not like that are in relationships.
No, but, like, I feel like guys, like, even Marta, she just has this open, like, she's very... Very that. I mean, she is like Italian and all that, but I just feel like she's very like, I mean, she loves boys.
Uh-huh.
And she's like always kind of on the prowl too.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like when you're open and not so like, you are immediately defensive.
Why are we talking about me all of a sudden?
I don't know. Because this reminded me of you giving off not good.
I don't go to bars.
What'd she call them? Pheromones.
Okay, first of all, I do believe in that. Pheromones are a thing.
What is that? I don't know what a pheromone is.
It's like your natural like smell that like you don't even know you have.
That
is
like disgusting.
It's subconscious. Like, have you ever watched The Bachelor where they blindfold them and they make them walk around and smell all the girls' sweat?
No.
It's a thing. It's like your natural odor that you give off is your pheromone. And some people like you don't realize it, but you're attracted to Dom's pheromones, whether you realize it or not, and vice versa. It's like an innate thing, like an animalistic thing.
Well, that sounds so disgusting.
It's true.
Well, maybe yours is what you feel like yours is, and I feel like...
I don't think so. I think it's just what you got.
You think?
As far as pheromones go, yes. That's a whole different topic. Now, her not making eye contact with anybody at the bar is another topic. Mom, I don't go to bars to meet guys.
I mean, just places in general.
I don't go places to meet guys.
Oh, well, then that's an issue.
I'm fine. I'm doing great.
No, because we talk about this, and deep down, you do want a relationship.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to find him at the bar.
Well, this is not about the freaking bar. This is about you being open.
This girl's saying she's got these girlfriends who like 10 guys flock to them and they're constantly going on dates. Like, I just don't want to be that person.
So see, that closed off energy is why.
I would rather be closed off and not have a roster of 30,000 men than be that.
But it's
it's just priorities. It's just like,
she's looking for love. Who you want to be.
Okay. But you were talking about me. You can't keep flip-flopping. Are we talking about her?
I know you want love too.
That's fine, but I don't want it so bad that I'm willing to be that girl. I have priorities.
Well,
priority number one is not a man.
I guess what are her priorities?
That's fine. So if we're going to talk about her, you can't talk about me because her priority is different than mine.
Someone's getting testy.
Because you're being crazy.
Because I've got my finger on the pulse.
I just don't like it that you're trying to tell me what my priorities are.
Okay, but when we talk about love life...
I'm not saying I don't want it at all.
Yes.
I'm just saying it's not my priority, and I'm not willing to sacrifice who I
am.
But
you actually have to be a little more open.
That's your opinion?
No,
I feel like
you know
that. No, I feel like I'm doing fine. I am open, and I'm good with that. I don't need to be spreading my legs at the bar and giving off fucking sexual energy to get a man. I'm not that desperate. Sorry. It's that energy.
No, there's
though.
An in between.
Okay. That's your opinion.
Well, we've hit a sore spot.
That's your opinion. I just don't understand why you're making it about me.
Because I want to help you find love.
I don't
too.
Want you to help me find love. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. Let's help our stoner find love because she's the one that wants it.
Well, stoners, you have to be open.
That's fine. I do agree.
Eye
contact is a massive thing.
Huge.
If you're not even making eye contact with somebody, nobody's going to come over and talk to you.
Right. And more than just eye contact. There has to be a little, like, flirtation.
Across the room?
I think so.
Maybe.
No?
I don't know. It gets a little desperate.
If
some guy was doing that to me across the room, I would get the ick. For sure. Eye contact?
Really?
Yes. Flirting across the room, icky. But I just don't like desperation. That's just really cringy to me.
No, that's... It's the most
and there's a very fine line.
True.
Very fine line. But also, I think a lot of guys like desperate girls. I think men like that. Trace is a perfect example. Girls that like throw themselves at them and like are desperate to be with them. A lot of men really like that. But
really?
But females usually don't.
I don't know about that.
I do.
Andrew.
I do.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Because
think about all the men that you know that date crazy women and they kind of love it.
Do they?
Yes, they do. They do.
That sounds exhausting.
But like men like to be needed and they like...
That I agree with.
They like all that.
That I do agree with.
And they love to have their ego stroked and they love the attention. And like, if you want to be that girl, you can probably go get a guy pretty quick.
True.
True. It's true.
Okay, moving on.
Are we done? Did we help our stoner? I don't know.
I think we did not help the stoner at all. But I feel better about you.
It's not about me. It's about the stoner.
Now, see, you've opened a whole can of worms.
Okay, here's what I think for her. I think you got to learn how to make eye contact. Mm-hmm. If there's somebody you're interested in. If there's not, then fuck them. But like, if you see somebody you want to talk to and you don't look at them, then you're not talking to them.
They don't even have a clue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you got to
and
do, you
boys
do
are
that.
Kind of dumb. That's what I'm saying.
They're very dumb.
There needs to be a little more than eye contact because boys, like, they're clueless.
I mean, I think the other thing you could do is just go up to them.
Absolutely.
Which I would never do. But if you want to talk to a guy, like, maybe that's what you do. And a lot of those girls, that's what they do.
Yeah, I couldn't do that either.
See.
but I think if you play your cards right, they'll come to you.
You're so not helpful. You're not helping her.
I'm trying.
I cannot. Okay, I guess we move on.
That's it?
I'm trying to help her, but you're not being
No,
helpful.
I mean, do we have any
oh,
more?
Oh, no, we have more. We have more. Okay. I was just moving on from that one. Oh, my God.
Hi. Hi there. I'm from just outside of Boston. I just came with a little money, and I'm looking to have some fun by traveling to some exotic places. Where is your favorite place to vacation? Have a fun psychedelic trip or two. Looking forward to hearing your advice on your podcast. Bye.
Absolutely Costa Rica.
You have you ever been there?
No, but I hear that. No, but I hear that people go there to do psychedelic
okay.
trips.
Okay. Who'd you hear that from?
Oh, in Thailand.
Who did you hear this from?
I heard Thailand from Dr. Luke. Dr. freaking Luke. He's doing
He's
something
a songwriter.
Right.
Okay.
And Costa Rica, maybe from your sister.
Probably. That tracks. I was thinking Hawaii.
Ooh.
Kauai specifically.
Kauai would be great.
Kauai would be a good place.
Yep.
For a psychedelic trip. I feel like there's got to be some places in South America that would be good for that too.
1,000,000%.
You know, like I the jungle.
Yeah,
but that's Costa Rica. That is Costa Rica, which is probably safer.
And you have the ocean, you have the jungle, you have it all.
True.
I've heard Costa Rica. I've been, but it was so fast. But it is stunning.
You know where else could be sickening?
Where
is Iceland?
I've never been there.
For the psychedelic trip. I feel like that could be cool. With like the Northern Lights. That would be so sick. And stuff like that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also, it's not exotic, but I bet like going to the Grand Canyon or something would be super sick too.
Or dangerous. Personally, I'd be worried. I'm serious.
You are never allowed to take mushrooms again before we podcast. It's crazy.
I'm serious that you can get super tripped out and just like...
What, fall down the canyon?
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be that close to it. It's crazy.
I'm like having like some type of weird therapy over here in my brain.
I am freaked. I think that was all the ones. Is that all the ones, guys? Yeah, okay. Are you coherent enough? The answer is no. Can I just intro it while you do that?
Intro what?
Are you coherent enough for a little off limits, past, present, future music recommendations?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I totally am.
Okay.
Do you know who I was thinking about yesterday?
Who?
That Noah was obsessed with was Ben Howard.
Why was Noah obsessed with Ben Howard, huh?
Is that why?
I introduced her to him.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember that she would go stand out to try to get in the very front row of every concert he did here.
He's so good.
And he was so incredible.
Yeah.
And it was very similar. Isn't he Ron Adamsy?
I mean, a little bit, but he's European. He's either Irish or Scottish or something like that. So he's got an accent. I was going to recommend I'm such a sucker for everybody's like first album. Like I was like,
that's the one I like.
Always like the first album, you know, the most, which is, you know, a thing. But his album called Every Kingdom was just the best one. It came out in 2011.
Wow.
So crazy. I really think Noah really loved I Forget Where We Were. That's the album where she pulled that Conrad cover.
So sick.
He is really, really good. Yeah. An ex-boyfriend of mine introduced me to him. And we went and saw him at the Troubadour.
I remember.
Like, way before anybody knew who he was. And he's so freaking good. So that's a good one.
Yep.
What about a present artist?
Oh, a present artist? Honestly, I don't really listen to present artists. I don't.
Yes, you do.
Like who?
You're right. You don't really.
I don't really.
Molly. You really don't, do you?
I don't.
You need to start.
The only really present artists I listen to are Molly Noah, Lana, mm-hmm. Casey.
Oh, yeah, Casey.
I listen to mostly 70s.
You do.
80s.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I feel like you've been liking, like, every time you're in the car with me, you're like, who's this? I love this.
Yes.
Some like Tyler Childers is a great present artist.
Absolutely.
To recommend.
Love.
I mean, he's massive. It's not like he needs any help from us.
Other person I love so much. Yeah. Be giving yours and I'll find one.
Huh? Be getting mine? Is that what you said?
No. I'm looking at my Spotify because I love Ray. I forget his name.
Le Montaigne?
Yes.
He's not present. Well, I mean, he is, but isn't.
Oh.
Kind of an oldie, but good. Oh, you know who I freaking love, and you like it because I've been playing it in the car and you always ask who it is. He is like a newer country artist, like, kind of coming up on the scene. His name's Cameron Marlowe. He is so freaking good. Out of like, there's like a, I think a lot of like young country artists right now that are kind of on the come up. And he is just so talented. His voice is amazing. And like, I feel like there's a lot of country artists out there with a good voice or a good look, but like not the songs. Mm. He's got the songs. Like every song he puts out, I freaking love.
Oh, speaking of country artists, I have one, Cam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So has she put out anything new recently?
I don't know, but I literally was listening. The one, she's on London, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's, I'd never even heard of Cam. And then Brandy introduced me a song called London. Who else is on that?
This guy named Rabel.
That's his song, right? Mm-hmm. And so she was on it with him. But I literally was just listening to her, some of her like music, solo music.
Mm-hmm. You love it?
I love her.
She put out an album in 2020.
It is so good.
It was the more recent. Yeah, she's really talented. You know, she's covered a couple of Miley songs before.
Really?
I've seen her do that like on CMAs and stuff.
Oh my gosh, that's sick.
I know. We should look that up.
I love her voice.
Yeah, same. Future?
Well, if Cam hadn't put out anything in a couple of years, I'm going to need her to get it moving. Who else? You know who I always love for new music?
Who?
Paul McDonald.
Oh, yeah. What's he doing?
I don't know, but I see him on tour all the time. He is never off the road.
True.
But I want to see what he's going to do next for sure.
Yeah.
Love his music.
All right. For me, I love this artist, Rustin Kelly.
Yes.
Do you love Rustin to his stuff?
I just know him because you're a friend.
He's not my friend.
Weren't y'all friends?
He dated Casey. Well, he's married to Casey Musgraves. That's probably how his name sounds familiar.
I was thinking of Russ somebody.
Oh, Russ Dickerson.
Russ Dickerson.
Another great artist. We should have Russ on the podcast.
That'd be fun.
He's fun. Rustin Kelly, he put out this album in 2018, Dying Star, that I, to this day, just listen to nonstop.
Really?
But yeah, and then like he stopped putting out music for a while. I'm guessing like the divorce and everything, probably like he probably needed a breather. But he's finally started putting out some singles. So it makes me hopeful that we're going to get an album very soon.
Will he do well?
I think so. He's so talented.
Wow.
He actually sounds a lot like Ryan Adams vocally.
Uh-huh.
But his music is like a little bit more like mainstream sounding in a good way. But he's so talented. So Rustin put out an album.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We need to put these links up for all the stoners because I need them. I always ask Brandy, should we play in something? I'm like, who is that? I love it. And then I forget. She did say that was my worst quality.
Didn't I say it?
But Brandy, as your mother, you could at least just text it to me.
Mom.
I mean,
is when you're just in the car, go on your Spotify and look it up and save it?
Because I don't drive and do that.
I'm always the one driving. Every time. You don't ever drive.
Just send me.
She's always like, I'm too stoned. Can you drive?
It is true.
It's constant.
I used to have to drive.
Not with me.
No, not anymore.
Tote your ass around everywhere.
It's so true. It's great. Why do you think I want you here all the time? I have my own personal chauffeur.
This episode was nuts.
Thank goodness. You know what? Just like me and Molly were talking, somebody else besides her mother has told her to stop overthinking everything and just be loosey-goosey and take a chill pill.
I don't think those were any of the words that Dolly used.
She says it her way, I say it mine, but basically it was the exact same thing. It's just do it.
To each his own.
And to each his own. To each his own. We've decided that's a more polite way to put it than
so
to
good.
Each his freaking own. You do you, I'll do me. Twish is on. I love it. Until next time.
Well, on that note, stoners.
Isn't that great? Next week, we've got to get new merch with that on it. Tuisha's on. It's so far. You know, this was a real story.
No, I know.
Please tell it really quickly.
Okay, really quickly. A friend of ours last night, we were all at dinner, and he was like, no lie. Like, I had a friend in conversation say, like, you know, like, you do you, and, like, I'll do me and whatever. And, you know, to each his own. And he's like, I'm sorry, what did you say? And she's like, to each his own. And it's French. And he's like,
She goes, it's a French saying.
It's a French saying. I traveled recently or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, I think you mean to each his own. And she's like, no. And he's like, yes.
She really was trying to pull one.
Yeah. So,
like, you know, to each his own. What'd you say?
So we've adopted it.
To each his own. Because I think you mean to each his own. Like, it's insanity.
It is good.
But anyway.
All right. Stoners, next week's going to be, I promise you, it's going to be more professional. We have a guest on next week. So that'll help reel it in, I think. Please send us video Dear MTs because we love that and we want to see your beautiful faces and put you on the vodcast. So if you want to send in a video Dear MT, you can send it to sorrywe'restoned1@gmail.com.
Bye.
What are you making a face
Who
for?
Who the freak has sorrywe'restoned@gmail?
Somebody.
We had to be the sorrywe'restoned1.
Somebody's got it.
Maybe we should do, like, call the lawyer? When were we established?
No, that's the email.
Okay.
Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.